Finn Harps' poor run of form continued at Hendon Game Park this evening when they were beaten 3-1 by Drogheda United. The away side got off to the perfect start when Will Seymour's strike from outside the box gave them a 1-0 lead on 8 minutes, and it was a lead they deserved having started much the better. However, the game's controversial moment came on 20 minutes. Barry McNamee went down injured inside his own box, and Adam Foley put the ball out of play to allow treatment to come on for his captain. From the restart, rather than putting the ball out for a goal kick, Gary Deegan knocked it back towards Mark McGinley. However, Deegan appeared to overhit it a little bit, and McGinley had no option but to touch it over for a corner. From the resulting corner, Mark Doyle got in at the back post and headed in to make it 1-1. Then just before half time, Darragh Markey's weaving run along the edge of the box saw him get a shot off. It looked like a fairly meek effort, but McGinley was wrong footed and the ball found its way into the net to put Drogheda 2-1 up at the break. The second half was a fairly even affair, but with 10 minutes to go, Dane Massey touched a short free kick to Daniel O'Reilly, and his powerful effort from just outside the box was deflected past McGinley to make it 3-1 and seal the points for Drogheda United. So a disappointing result for Finn Harps. Their next game is against Waterford in what could prove to be a six-pointer.